If we keep playing the way we have been playing, then we've got a really good chance. I think we're playing well in the last few weeks. I think if we can keep that level, then hopefully we'll go and win. We're up against a difficult team to play against, and they've got a threat themselves with the directness of them. So we have to be ready for that, but we also need to play the way we've been playing for the last few weeks.
Yes, do what you've been doing. Mm. Although you couldn't really have two more different games in a row in this league, even the way that Fulham play, which is quite open. And well, we saw that Cardiff did a bit of a number on you in December, didn't they? In their own way.
Yeah, no, we took the lead down there, and we lost a poor goal, second goal. The second goal was poor, and even equaliser with a set play. And they're dangerous. I think they're top of the table in set play goals.
Sure.
So it shows you how strong they're in that department. So we're going to have to make sure we defend strongly in that department. And plus also play with quickness. And if we do that, then we've got a real good chance.
Is your team a bit tougher now than it was then? I know you're playing some better, expansive football as well, which is great, and we're all enjoying that. But I wonder if they've got a little bit more confidence about them, but maybe just a little bit more toughness about them now than at that stage.
Well, I think you've got to have... the Championship requires some people to be robust.
Yes.
With Saturday, Tuesday games. I think that's normal. And we've got one or two lads who haven't done it before who are new to the league. Some lads have done it and been there and seen it, so it'll be a bit of a mixture, but ideally you want to get to a place where when you play in this league that you know what's required, and I think throughout the season they've got better at it, they've adapted better to it, and next season they'll be stronger for it.
Well, I was going to come to that, because I mean, the ones that have been new to it, and it's quite a few, either because they're young players or they've come from other countries or whatever it is, will be, whether they've sunk or swum a bit this season, and it's been a different experience for some, but they'll surely be better for having gone through the experience.
Well, they will, 100%, because they'll know what to expect. That's the great thing about it. I know myself, for being a foreign player in a foreign country, I think I've said to you before, where you adapt really quickly, or it takes you a good 6 to 12 months, which can happen, and then you might see the best of people in the second year.
Yes.
You don't know. Like, for instance, Helders took to it really quickly. Mm. Cavalero, I think, is not too far behind him.
Yes.
Johns took. I think there's one or two that have kind of fluctuated with it. So, but second season, they'll know what to expect.
But equally, I imagine obviously the scouting you've been doing lately, and know that you're doing all that anyway. You've got the team there. Assuming you can get to where you want to get to as quickly as possible, and everybody's hoping that you do. The clock's already sort of started on next season in a way, hasn't it? Because it's no good planning for it in May the 7th or whatever it is.
No, ideal in an ideal world, if you can get a squad in by the time we go to pre-season. And I think that's important for everybody, that people don't come here on the last day of August and all that nonsense that goes on. And there's an influx of so many players coming here, and that's a nonsense. I think there's got to be ones that ready to step in right away, and we'll try and do that. I think that's really vital to the club, and it's vital to getting a good start.